In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I was going through the readings for this week, one word came to mind for me. It's familiar. Maybe it'd be familiar to some of you. Procrastination. It's one of those wonderful words that we say all the time, and I like to look up common words to remind myself what they really mean instead of what we may have given them, what meaning we may have given them. So procrastination, the action of delaying or postponing something. That's about right. That's how I remembered it. Now, as a child, as a student, procrastination was my specialty. I could convince myself that the project just wasn't due. That seems my teachers are agreeing. And I don't know how I did it, but I would. It's not that I don't know, at first I just thought I just didn't want to do the work. So I would just put it off, don't want to do the work. And then the day would come and I'd be, the anxiety level so high. And then you got to go to school anyway. And then you got to show up without whatever it is everybody else is going to have. But there's usually one other person, so you hang out with that person in the back of the room, and then you get a reputation, right? Here's a little secret. I carried that concept of procrastination into many things in my life. Starting a family wasn't one of them. That's for my kids, in case they're watching. But it was true for college. I was 37 when I went to college. I put this off on a lot of areas of my life. The other area of procrastination for me was my faith. And when I read pretty much all the readings today, I was reminded that's probably a bad idea. But I just put it off. And here's the secret that maybe those who don't procrastinate are unaware of. Many of us who do, it's not because we don't want to do it. It's because we're afraid we're going to do it wrong. So we hesitate. And then once you get that reputation for just not caring, you go, I like that, I'll just go with that. You surround yourself with other people who don't care, or other people who tell you, it's okay you didn't get that project done. It's okay you didn't go to college. And it is okay, by the way. Everybody finds their own path. And it's okay, by the way, if you only half prepare in your faith and your walk with Jesus Christ. Well, you go to church on Sunday, right? You're probably good. My favorite line. Well, I'm a good person. Well, of course you're a good person. God made you. There's God within you. There's goodness in you. But is it enough? Is that coming just with your lamp full and no spare oil? Are you going to be fully prepared? Because only you can. That's what we hear in the parable today. You know, the five wise ones, we could call them the five that were ready. And then the foolish ones, the five that weren't ready. For whatever reason. But I bet it didn't have anything to do with whether or not they cared. Maybe they felt insecure or insignificant, and they just figured, well, sometimes in life we do things to be sure of the direction the next step will go. And sometimes we do it in a way that we can be sure we make the next step. And sometimes in our uncertainty, we will do things in a way that we guarantee we won't be able to make the next step. You know what I mean? I see some people agreeing. We would have sat in the back of the classroom together and pretended like we were cool and didn't care. Try to hide our fear. I think when it comes to a faith journey, that's really not that uncommon. Let's go to church with people who feel like I do, who think like I do, that do what I do, so that this can be the easiest possible journey I can take. Let's do it in a way that I'm not required to do anything that takes me out of my comfort zone. Let's make sure that I can just happily sit. Well, let's face it, pandemic is the greatest thing for me when it comes to going to church with people. Otherwise, you'd all be sitting in the back. Right? People would ask, well, why don't you preach from the pulpit? And I said, well, I got to a point where when I got to the field, I never really preached from the pulpit, but there were times I'd be preaching halfway down the center aisle. Why? Well, because that's where everybody was. You had to get like six pews back just to get to where the people were sitting. Now, some, you know, Steve's all right up front every week, brother. I appreciate that. But, you know, even in the pandemic, still right up front. But we kind of give it what we think is enough, our faith. And Jesus says, give it your all. Give it your all. Don't delay doing what needs to be done. I think we can all be in agreement, brothers and sisters, that Jesus is coming, amen? He is going to come. I don't know when. I mean, I ask repeatedly. And as I've said before, since he's coming from the east, if you see him coming, because I don't hear the trumpets with one hearing aid in, let me know. But there are days I'm thinking, today would be a good day. For multiple reasons, usually because I'm so disgusted with where we are in the world, it's just like, let's just move on. Other days I'm thinking, I am absolutely 100% ready for Jesus to come, personally. And then there's other days I wake up the next morning and I'm going, oh, I'm so glad he didn't come yesterday. You know what I mean? I mean, I was out of oil. Well, let's just face it, it happens. That's why we have each other, to help each other along the way. But the one thing I did discover and have discovered in my faith journey is this, and probably, and many people would probably describe me almost as zealous when it comes to my faith. I'm kind of like an ex-smoker. You ever met an ex-smoker? They just won't shut up about how everybody should quit smoking. Yeah, I'm one of those too, by the way. But an ex-smoker, that's the kind of Christian I am, for sort of the same reason. So for a very long time, I lived my life in a way that was not in alignment with God. And when I came to understand that even in my fear of really coming before him, procrastinating, bringing the fullness of my brokenness to him, when I finally caught over that in desperation, quite frankly, and laid my whole messy life out before him, you know what I found? Love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. And I said, oh, but it's me, Lord. Seriously, you better check again. And he said, I know. I have always known. And you're mine. And when that happens, you just can't shut up about it. And now we hear these readings today, and they sound a little bit harsh to some, because what the other five that didn't prepare, they looked to the prepared, the wise ones. The foolish looked to the wise and said, give us some of what you have. And they're like, yeah, it's really not transferable. There won't be enough for us. Go figure it out. Well, the good news is they do go to figure it out. The bad news is it was too late. They came back. And it's not so much that the door was shut and they're outside banging on the door and saying, let us in, let us in. He replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Oh my goodness. putting off, getting all in with this faith can be fatal should the bridegroom come. That doesn't mean we are going to be in some form perfection in this journey, but are we at least giving it our all? Or are we just giving it a nice, gentle peace? This is going to sound like it's made up, but it's actually true. There was a time in my life, many years ago, I'm happy to say now, after I had discovered the fullness of God's grace, love, and mercy for me, a member of my family, extended family, said to me, "You spend too much time doing church stuff." This was before I was ordained, by the way. And I thought, okay. And they were afraid it was going to damage my children. You need to do a better job of finding some balance for your life. And then they proceeded to give me percentages of time in which I could be living this way, and this, then I could be doing it this way, and then I can be doing it this way. And I was stunned. And it reminded me that I used to think that way. But it doesn't work that way, brothers and sisters. We can convince ourselves. You who are watching at home can look at each other on the couch and convince yourselves, move to the back of the classroom. He's not sure what he's talking about. All of you here, you could gather in the parking lot later and go, you know, I think what Brian said this morning was kind of hard, and I don't like that idea very much, that perhaps I'm not giving it, maybe I'm not giving it my all, and because of that, the door might be shut and not open to me. I don't think I like that very much, so let's just pretend that didn't happen. Well, brothers and sisters, I didn't say it. My job is to say to you with great zeal, because I understand and know where my journey has taken me, and I understand and know the grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness that God has shown me, and I want you to have the fullness of it. I want you to feel all that I am feeling. I want you to know the health. Just like when I quit smoking and I watch people continue to smoke and destroy their health, I said, maybe you shouldn't do that. Not because I thought they were wrong. I just said, there's a better option. It's the same with our faith. It's the same with the children. Of course, I raised a child that was similar to me in school, which just made me crazy. But I got better at it, by the way. That's how I made it through college and seminary. Actually, I lied to myself. That's how I got through seminary. They would give all the deadlines for the papers, and then I would put them on my calendar a week early. Because 16 weeks later, do you really remember? No, you got to look at the calendar. So I'd be done with my papers a week before they were due. I found out that's the best thing to do. So if you're in college or grad school or anything, turn your paper in a week early. Your professors love it. They're like, oh, I got your paper. Can we talk about it? Because they got nothing to do until the last day when everybody turns their paper in. And you know, if you tweak this and tweak that, I can give you an A. Absolutely, I'll do that tonight. But we're not going to get that chance when Jesus comes. The time to tweak it is now. The time to get fully prepared is now. The time to make mistakes in your journey is now. It's not a question of, I'll just stay close enough, and when I see him coming, I'll jump in line. No, brothers and sisters, you gotta be fully in line. I know that sounds judgmental, because it is. It just is. It's still your choice, by the way, and you can and make your own. But as someone who has made a different choice and continues to struggle in and out of that choice, I would say that is what we get to do now. If we wait until the moment, we're going to find ourselves on the outside. And the Lord is going to say, truly, I don't know you. So people keep thinking, well, when Jesus comes, I hope I know it. And I said, don't worry about that. When Jesus comes, be sure he knows you. Because it's not what you can do, it's the way in which he loves and cares for you. But the truth is this, if you have made the choice in your life to turn away from God, you're not hearing this because you wouldn't be wasting your time here this morning. That is a choice which you're welcome to take. We will all love you anyway. If you have chosen to give 10% of your life to God, you are 90% not committed. If you have not yet come to a full commitment of your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I am promising you that you are still missing some wonderful understandings of a glorious living Lord. Amen. So when we read this today, and we read pretty much any of our readings, don't panic. Don't think that's judgmental and I don't like it. If you hear it and you're feeling judged and you want to walk away, that's not judgment, brothers and sisters. That's what we like to call conviction. That is the Lord saying to you, come on. This is truth. Hear the truth. Because you know what? The truth can be hard. Amen? And what we even heard it. The truth what? Hurts. Guess what? That's going to happen in our journey from time to time, too. We're going to be going along thinking we're doing good, and we're going to get convicted. And we can either say, I left that church because they were judging me. Or we can say, I hear you, Lord. Help me in that conviction that I've received from your word to do what you are calling me to do. All of it, 100% in, 100% of the time. The blessings are there. So don't live in fear if Scripture sounds like you're being judged. Know that that is truly the way in which God loves us. It is the way in which he draws us closer to him, brings us nearer to being like him, so that when he comes, he will say, I know you, because you know me. That's what we want to hear. It's difficult, and we will all struggle. So if you find yourself in a hard place in your life, and suddenly some member of your faith community, or maybe a Christian you don't even know that you just encountered on the street, says something hard to you, it's done because they are expressing the love of God to you. We don't want anybody outside the banquet. We want everybody in. Amen? But we all know it's a struggle. Psalm 70 reminds us, doesn't it? Last two verses. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. That sounds wonderful, but I bet verse 5 sounds more familiar. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. It's not perfection that our Lord is expecting from us. He knows we are incapable of the perfection, which is why he is so filled with grace, love, and mercy for us. But we can cry out in acknowledgement of that and be strengthened by him. So when the day comes that we don't yet know, and we will not know, we will not be caught unaware. Our lamps will be filled and trimmed, and we will have a spare flask of oil with us, so that when the bridegroom comes, we will be ready to enter the banquet with him. If at that moment we realize this is real, now I have to go get ready. Due date, it's too late. Don't delay. Seek the fullness of the life God has for you. today and every day.